Our next letter is the letter V. D-d-d-da. Listen very carefully to this sound. Each time you hear it, try to visualize the letter V in your mind. Here it is, the letter V. Our first word illustrating the use of the letter V is one that is used very often. Try to catch it. The word was very, V-E-R-Y. Now try this. That was the word ever, E-V-E-R, ever. Now try this one. That was the word have, H-A-V-E. Now here is another word using the letter V. Listen very carefully and try to catch this word. That was the word leave, L-E-A-V-E. Try this word. That was the word love, L-O-V-E. And this? The word was live, L-I-V-E. Now try this word using the letter V. That was the word wave, W-A-V-E. One more word using the letter V. Listen carefully. Try to catch it. That was the word evening, E-V-E-N-I-N-G, evening. The next letter we will learn is the letter K, da-da-da. Listen very carefully to this sound. Each time you hear it, try to visualize the letter K in your mind. Here it is, the letter K. And that was the letter K. Now here is our first word using the letter K. Listen carefully and try to catch it. It's a very common word. The word was know, to know something, K-N-O-W. Here is our next word. That was the word ask, A-S-K. And try this one. That word was like, L-I-K-E. Now hear this. That was the word look, L-O-O-K, to look for something. And this? The word was walk, W-A-L-K. Here is another very common word using the letter K. Listen carefully and try to catch it. That was the word back, B-A-C-K. Try this one. The word was take, T-A-K-E. One more word to illustrate the use of the letter K. Listen carefully. Try to catch it. The word was woke, the past tense of wake, W-O-K-E. And next, the letter X, da-da-da-da. Listen very carefully. Each time you hear this sound, try to visualize the letter X in your mind. Here it is, the letter X. That was the letter X. And here is our first word illustrating the use of that letter. Listen carefully. And that was the word exactly, E-X-A-C-T-L-Y. Try this. The word was excite, E-X-C-I-T-E, to excite something. Here is another word using the letter X. Listen carefully. That was the word box, B-O-X. And this one? Very common word, the word next, N-E-X-T. Try this. The word was relax, R-E-L-A-X. And this? That word was fix, F-I-X. And now another word illustrating the use of the letter X. Try this. You should get this one. Yes, the word was mix, M-I-X. And here is our last word using the letter X. Listen very carefully and try to get it. The word was accept, E-X-C-E-P-T. The next letter we will learn is the letter Q, da-da-di-da. Listen very carefully to this sound. Each time you hear it, try to visualize the letter Q in your mind. Here it is, the letter Q. That was the letter Q. And here is our first word using the letter Q. Try to catch it. That was the very common word quite, Q-U-I-T-E. Now try this. That was the word equal, E-Q-U-A-L. And this? word was quaint, Q-U-A-I-N-T. Here is another word using the letter Q. Listen very carefully and try to catch this one. That was the word acquire, to acquire something. And this The word was quarter, Q-U-A-R-T-E-R, a fourth of something. Now catch this one. That was the word quote, Q-U-O-T-E, to quote someone. This next word is somewhat of a challenge because it's so long, but it would be fun to recognize it. Listen very carefully. That was the word frequency, F-R-E-Q-U-E-N-C-Y. Our last word, illustrating the use of the letter Q, is also somewhat longer than the rest, but it's a much used word. Listen carefully and catch this one. The word was quantity, a quantity of something. The next letter we will learn is the letter J, da-da-da-da. Listen very carefully to this sound. Each time you hear it, try to visualize a picture of the letter J in your mind. Here it is, the letter J. That was the letter J, and here is the first word illustrating the use of the letter J. Listen closely. You'll probably catch this one. Yes, the word was just, J-U-S-T. Try this. That was the word jump, J-U-M-P. And now another word using the letter J. Try this one. That was the word judge, J-U-D-G-E, to judge someone or something. Here is another. Try this. That word was jewel, J-E-W-E-L, a precious stone. And this? That was object, O-B-J-E-C-T. Now try this. The word was jam, J-A-M. Try this one. That was joke, Did it sound funny? And here is our last word using the letter J. Listen very carefully and try to catch this one. The word was subject, S-U-B-J-E-C-T. Our last letter is the letter Z. Da da did it. Listen very carefully. Each time you hear this sound, try to picture the letter Z in your mind. Here it is, the letter Z. That was the letter Z. Now listen to the first word illustrating its use. The word was buzz, B-U-Z-Z. Now try this. That word was zest, Z-E-S-T. And this? That was the word zeal, Z-E-A-L. Here is another word using the letter Z. Listen carefully and try to catch this one. That was the word blaze, B-L-A-Z-E. Try this one. That was lazy, L-A-Z-Y. And this? The word was cozy, C-O-Z-Y. Try this. The word was size, S-I-Z-E. Our last word is somewhat longer than the rest, but it presents a real challenge. Listen very carefully and try to get this one. Listen. That was the word organization, O-R-G-A-N-I-Z-A-T-I-O-N. Here is another sound you should hear and know before this course is complete. This is the sign for both the opening and the closing parentheses. Da-da-da, da-da-da. Each time you hear this sound, try to visualize the parentheses in your mind. Here it is. That was the sign for the opening and closing parentheses. Now here is another sign you should know. Listen very carefully to this one. This is the semicolon. Da-di-da-di-da-dit. Each time you hear this sound, try to visualize a semicolon in your mind. Here it is. That was the semicolon. Our last mark of punctuation is the colon. Da 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 did it. Each time you hear this sound, try try to visualize in your mind a colon. Listen. And that was the colon. In the following exercise, each word and each sentence will be transmitted but once. Listen very carefully and try to copy as much of it as accurately as you can. two sentences transmitted. The first one reads, Armstrong's discovery was of significance, not only in its application of the regenerative principle to receivers. It led to the discovery that vacuum tubes could be made to oscillate, and from this discovery grew the entire post-war structure of radio, both transmitting and receiving. And the second one reads, Only one can lead, the rest, perforce, must follow. If you are able to copy 20 words correctly from this exercise on your first try, you are an exceptional student.